Go on, give me your thoughts on the game.
You know, we started out executing early on. I thought first eight shot attempts we missed. We missed six of those were layups. We couldn't get up. We couldn't get going. However, thank you, babe. Thank you. And going into the last media, going into the last media of the first half, we had 11 consecutive stops. And they were in a scoring drought, I think. Not quite sure. But nevertheless, going with those 11 stops, going into the last media, we give up two back-to-back threes. I knew that, you know, their shooting percentage really isn't indicative to how they scored a ball. But we knew once they got hot, it was going to be a struggle for us. Nevertheless, going into the fourth media, they had two back-to-back threes. They get a field goal. So instantly, they get an 8-0 surge from us. And we didn't close the half like we needed to. We go, still come out, go up. Second half, at halftime, we only come in by 12 or 14. We just quit defending in the second half, and they outscore us, and they never let up. And that's something we're constantly struggling on. I don't know if our confidence is right where it needs to be, but nevertheless, we just quit playing, and we were giving up opportunities, and, you know, they kept chipping away at it by knocking down threes, and his scheme was, I put more guards in to outshoot you because I can't beat you in the post. And my post didn't take advantage of it when they had, you know, smaller guards on them. And we didn't take advantage of it. Our post game has got to improve. It's not consistent. It's not where it needs to be. And our guards got to be able to find three-point shooters. And we knew going into this game that they were going to put up at least 20 to 25 threes. And that's exactly what they had to do in order to get some points on the board. So thought early on in the first half we didn't rebound. They came in at half with 12 offensive rebounds. I think they may have had two field goals from rebound putbacks. And it's no secret how bad teams score. They either going to score at the free throw line or off the offensive rebound. So we knew we had to clean that up. And, you know, I really felt like my team let up defensively in the second half. We just got to keep chipping away at it. We got to defend for 40 minutes. It's not a half. It's not a media. It's not this, you know, the second 4 or 5 minute point. But you know, we just got to defend, and we're not defending. I mean, we're nowhere near where we've been in the past, and we got to tighten up and get better there. So.
Talk about the steal that Didi made down the stretch and that key rebound.
Oh, no doubt. Next time, I want to say something positive about it, but she's gambling too much. And what happens is, I know the steals get us going, but, you know, that three closes the gap closer, a whole lot closer than the two does. And, yes, for her to be out of position and get the steal, I mean, that's huge for us because it's a momentum. But at the same time, it takes us out of sync and we give up a three. So, I mean, we got to clean that up. And we even altered our defense a little bit so we can keep her out there and keep her in front. But you know, Dee Dee is so athletic and she's thinking ahead and you know, not realizing that the kid is a threat to shoot the ball. So we got to get better. We got to get better so that we can continue to stay on track and lock in on our goal. But it, you know, our offense got to be predicated off our defense. If we're giving up more than we're allowing in the second half, it's going to be a long stretch for us.
One last thing, talk about Monday's game.
Monday's game, you know, it's no secret that I'm not quite sure if either team has put a whole lot of effort into preparing for Prairie View. We're going to get everybody's best shot. I mean, there is, they know where we're vulnerable, and all their eggs are right here, you know, and so we're going to get their best game. game, but if we'll get out, we're slowing the ball down too much. My point guards are driving me crazy. She's slowing it down, and that is a strength of hers to make things happen, not allowing things to happen. And then predicate she makes things happen for us. So we got to get back to that. We'll be on, you know, we'll be working on it in the morning, so that we can get us a sweep this weekend.
Thank you. That's all I need.
Thank you.